Oh, you need to be in this studio now. The smells wafting around are absolutely stunning. I do love it when my guests bring gifts. Yay! And food in particular. Yay! You may be wondering what I'm talking about. I have not completely taken leave of my senses. I'm joined in the studio by Angus Wilson from Wilson's Country, leading potato brand in Ireland, and Kiva Mannion from Tesco. Kiva, for a start, I can't believe it's 20 years since Tesco moved here.
Yes, and me, actually, because I came over with the original acquisition team. So a lot's happened since that first hectic summer. And the whole retail landscape has completely changed.
It certainly has. But one thing that we were talking about actually earlier in the programme is the support that the supermarket has been giving to our local growers. And that's been an ethos and an important thing that Tesco have been doing from the start.
Yeah, for 20 years. So initially we bought about £50 million per annum worth. And in fact, Wilson's were one of our original suppliers.
We were.
And now it's almost £590 million a year.
Wow.
But also a huge amount of marketing support, especially this year, being Northern Ireland Year of Food and Drink.
And Angus, I mean, the things that stick in your mind from many years ago, I remember meeting you whenever I was hosting Farming Ulster all those many years ago, and going to a restaurant just outside Portadown. And Wilson's have been going for how long?
30 years. 1986, I came home from college in Edinburgh and decided initially actually to sell. We had a dairy farm and we're looking for something to supplement the farm. And I started selling goat's milk. There was a demand for goat's milk to make cheese, a cream we was looking for it. So I started in business, got my wee van on the road, and then started selling around shops. And a neighbour was growing potatoes without fertiliser, and they were lovely, really flowery. And I did a deal with him. He would make a crate for milking my goats and I would sell some of his spuds. So that's how
Wilson's Country
started. There was no big fancy business plan or anything. That's how we started.
And then obviously your interest in the spuds grew.
Yes, I mean, people actually didn't particularly like goat's milk, or at least not in any quantity. If people had an allergy, yes, they loved it. But the spuds, because they tasted different, because they were grown without fertiliser, they were quite flowery, and we set them apart in the market. We tried to design a really nice bag around them to explain what they were all about, and the sales just grew and grew.
It's amazing that in Northern Ireland, you can go out to a party and you can find after about half an hour you've had a been having a conversation just about spuds, but we do love them.
I remember doing a focus group and we had 8 or 10 people in a room just to talk about spuds, and we were in the background. We weren't really part of it initially, and the people talked and talked, and their allotted hour and a half was up. And even after that, they still wanted to talk. And one of the ladies there, I always remember her line. She said, "We are to spuds what the French are to their wine."
That's so true.
So, yeah.
And there are so many different varietals. And Kiva, you must see that. And also, you have to deal very closely with the producers as to what's going to sell in the supermarket and what isn't.
So, one of the highlights of our year with Wilson's is when the Comberairlies come on sale, usually about the end of May. And, you know, we have a big event in store. But there are other varieties that come in and out of season through Wilson's. Angus is more of an expert than me.
You're stalling there, Cleva.
But it is. I mean, the customers very much say, right, I mean, if you're left, say, at the end of the week with a big crate of spuds that haven't sold, you go, right, okay, we're not going to go with those ones. We'll stick more with different varieties that are selling.
Like Kerr's have just come back in recently.
It was interesting. We had done some work a few years ago and discovered that people were quite frustrated that we'd lost the seasonality of spuds, where there was the same old stuff on the shelf week in, week out. Whereas naturally, you know, the cumber, as Cleva has just talked about, come in. Well, sometimes some people like the cypress earlier on in sort of March, April, we taste from afar. And then we'll have our cumbers coming in May time. Queens, call them Dublin or British queens, whatever you want. They come in then around early July, and then into Navan and Maris Piper and Kerr's Pinks and so on later on when they're ready. But that seasonality, people like that, look forward to something new.
Very much so. But also the packaging is so important. Because we are getting sort of, you know, we're pretty sort of go through the ready meals and the pre-packaged things, so people don't quite get the difference in what each spud does, because you want waxies, you want floweries, you want, you know, good ones for roasting, good ones for mashing, good ones for chips. So it's important that that's put on the packaging as well to explain what each spud does.
Well, I remember a few years ago we were getting very fancy with our packaging.
Really?
And we went
getting
back
above
to,
yourself, well, were you?
Yes, absolutely. And we went back to one of those focus groups and just asked people, "What do you think?" And said, "No, we don't. We just want a simple bag. We want colour coded so that we know what variety it's in it.
Yeah.
We want the writing big enough that we don't need to put our glasses on. Simple things, and tell us what they're good for. Are they good? Are they flowery? Are they waxy? Are they good for chips or whatever?" So we went back to doing it nice and simply. And that's, well, you'll see some of the stuff here today.
And you're now making it really easy for us all.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, you talk away. I'm just going to have the potato wedges. My stomach is growling here. Because Kiva, not only is Kiva the Tesco marketing manager, Kiva has been slaving over a hot stove or a hot oven, creating the spuds. Well, basically, you opened the oven door and put the tray in. Is that what you did?
We did the rest. We did the rest.
You did the rest. I'm going to have a potato wedge. Carry on.
Yes. Yeah,
because talking on so, filling
what,
your face is
what,
good.
What Pamela is eating now is a spicy potato wedge. We recently launched You Say Potato. It's a sort of funkier Wilson's Country brand, and they're all about convenience. So those wedges are gluten-free. Stick them in the oven for 15 minutes, about the same time as your chicken or your salmon or your sausages or whatever, and your dinner's all ready together. And those are particularly spicy.
There's a nice hint of spice to them without it being, as the good Northern Ireland phrase, a burn your bake off.
Well, we don't want, because the kids will not eat them if they'll burn your bake off, so we don't have them too spicy, but hopefully you're enjoying those.
I am really enjoying it. I can just see the next packaging, burn your bake off. We may have hit on an idea here.
Or maybe not.
maybe not. And then we've got the little diced ones as well, the little Harvey.
Yes, those are garlic and herb. Again, 15 minutes in the oven, and again, gluten-free.
Really nice.
Mm. Now, we actually did up the garlic a wee bit, I know. Some people thought maybe it was just lacking a wee bit of garlic, so we'll have just an improved recipe with a wee bit extra garlic in them. And again, very popular, doing very well in the Tesco shelves.
And you've got them pre-peeled ones as well, and pre-cut ready for your chips.
Yeah, well...
Those oven or deep-fried chips? Both?
Again, it's about convenience. The chips are becoming very popular. Sales are growing really well for those. You can stick those, if you're worrying about your figure, you can stick those in the Actifry with a wee spoonful of oil. Or if you're feeling a wee bit naughty, just put them in a deep fat fryer. But either way, they're very convenient. I mean, would you want to start and cut those?
Life's too short.
Life's too short.
Wasn't it Nigella that says life's too short to stuff a mushroom?
Yes.
God bless the saint of Nigella.
Yeah, mushrooms likes to stuff them for you.
But you've also got two different packaging of the same potato. But they look different. You've got the Maris Pipers in two different packagings.
Yeah, I thought I would bring those with me just to explain.
Sorry, I'm still eating away here.
You tear away. I thought I'd bring those just to explain. We have two bags of Maris Piper. There are one in the Tesco packaging and one in the Wilson's Country. And the difference in the two packs, a lot of people simply want to buy with their eye and they want them to look perfect. And the Maris Piper... can look really good, and that's what we put in the Tesco packaging, look really good. Probably tend to be a wee bit more waxy because the really flowery potatoes tend to not have as good a skin on them. So what we do with them, we put them in the Wilson's Country pack and we cover them with a wee bit of bark. Peat is not sustainable anymore, so we use bark. We wash them first of all to make them easy washed again. We sprinkle a wee bit of bark on them just to stop them going green in the store. It just protects them and it just keeps a wee bit of moisture around them, but they're easy just rinsed off. But they are particularly flowery, and that's the difference, because the good skin finish sometimes tend to be waxier, and some people love that, and some people like the flourier, and that's just tends to be slightly rougher skin finish.
Yes, because people do say, oh, you can't get dirty spuds anymore. We like a dirty spud.
Most people don't like the dirt under their fingernails.
That's true. Kiva, obviously here we are, as one of my guests earlier on today said, 7.5 weeks till Christmas. You've obviously got the orders in for the stores for the producers, but I mean, for yourselves it's a really busy time now coming up.
Yeah, well, actually our buyers, we have two buyers based in Northern Ireland, and a lot of their work is done weeks and weeks ago. It's just nice to see some of the products coming in over the next few weeks, like flavoured stuffings and pies and, you know, the local gammons and
and good. Once again it's the local produce, as we were talking to Jen earlier about the home flavours in a box and bite to savour. And the artisans that you're producing as well, and supporting local companies, small companies that are coming together to collaborate to be able to produce in large numbers for the likes of the supermarkets.
Yeah, we've run an artisan programme for a couple of years, and I ramped it up this year because of Northern Ireland Euro Food and Drink. So our most recent pop-up shop was with a lady from Rathlin Island, Islander Kelp, up in the Newton Breeder store, and she makes a pesto which has been endorsed by Marco Pierre White as the best pesto outside Genoa.
Wow.
So she's an example of somebody who is maybe thinking about taking the step into retail, and the pop-up shop allows the artisan to kind of stick their toe in the water and gather some customer research, and then they can come and talk to our buyers if they're in a place to.
And also, I mean, that's also good for your business as well, Angus, because the collaboration among different artisans. I mean, I just sort of take Champ to another level, put kelp or dulse or something through it just to get a different hint and turn it into to potato cakes or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And I will register that idea and claim all rights.
Yeah. Right, OK. We'll see how successful
yes,
it is.
Yes, OK, fair enough.
The Valentine bake.
No, I mean, the whole local artisan thing is brilliant. And I think there's nobody has supported it better here than Tesco. And it's lovely going out to see the likes of Abernethy Body. We did Lurgan show there recently and so many local companies displaying their wares and then getting the opportunity to put them onto the retail shelf. And the idea of the pop-up shop where you really don't have to get too carried away. You just try it, put your toe in the water, as Cuiva says, see how it goes and take it from there. So it's brilliant.
Yeah. And you, of course, are heading towards... Christmas as well, and you would like to have a day off for Christmas, but there are producers, there are stores that have to be provided with spuds for our roasting, and which spud would you recommend for a good roaster?
Mars Piper
for the
or
roaster.
Navan, but probably Mars Piper. It's nice and dry and roasts really well.
And I know we have been talking about it's farming is so weather dependent. We've had a pretty awful summer for you for growing the wet. You're looking for dry weather now for the next wee while to.
Well, actually, I was hearing you talking to Mike Todd earlier. He was praying for rain. I was most definitely praying for another few days of good weather, and we will have had a wonderful harvest. I mean,
good.
I don't remember as good an October as the one that we've had. It's been warm, it's been dry, and the potatoes have come in really good order. Funny, I was chatting to an apple grower down in our county of Armagh. There's plenty of apple growers. They have had a bumper crop this year. And normally the potato crop and the apple crop are sort of parallel weather, but we had a difficult, if you remember back, April was quite cold and it was tough weather. That probably didn't affect the apples, but it did slow down the potato crop. So we're probably about 15% down in terms of volume, but the quality's good. Mm-hmm. And thankfully it's now nearly all out of the ground. Another few days it'll all be out of the ground, and then Mike Todd can have his room.
Well, obviously you're a great hit down with some local business. I've got a message from Linda. I don't know if you know Linda, but it says Wilson's potatoes are lovely when you get a good bag. Can be hit or miss, like the Maris Pipers filtered with black eyes. Personally for me, Navan potatoes never fail. Frequently the Tesco bags have the better potatoes as they need the continuity of business, but I wish Wilson's well as a local business.
Tell Linda thank you very much, and I'll square up later.
Well, listen, thank you so much indeed for coming in. It's been great to talk to you. Thank you for bringing the spuds. I can see, I would imagine the office are out there champing at the bit. I like the pun there, champing at the bit. and they will be through the doors like ferrets with gutties on to finish off the spuds that Cuiva has so beautifully cooked. Oh. Angus Cuiva, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you, Pamela.